Katie. Hi, and welcome back to Near FM.
Hi.
Now, things have progressed quite a lot since the last time that we spoke. You are on your way. You have an upcoming performance at United for UNICEF, fantastic organisation too. Yeah. And you're going to be performing in Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
Can't wait. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
The last time I seen you perform, we were at the charity event in Alsa with Ken Kirwan.
Yeah.
Frankly Buble. This has blown me away altogether. Manchester United, like Old Trafford.
I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Well, it all started when I performed at an event with Cole Page from the UK, and he sent a clip of me to the event organisation of Manchester United. Then we got a call inviting me over to perform for the United for UNICEF event on the 4th of November. There's talk of like Emily Sandé and Ocean Colour Scene also performing, and Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are the ambassadors, and all the first team will be there. They'll be signing new players.
Lovely.
I've seen some of the guest lists, and I can't believe they'll be hearing me sing live. My song choices had to be approved by the order chosen by the team. That made me feel very happy. They take me very seriously. I hope David and Victoria Beckham bring their boys. It's a huge event full of A-list celebrities, and it's an honour for me to even attend, never mind perform. My whole family are going to be going over there, and I'm delighted with the tickets and that they're €4,000, so hopefully they'll raise a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's a great charity too, and you are going to be singing Homegrown Lady. I can't believe it. You're after coming on so well. Angelina and Brad, be careful now. Your mammy is here with you, Sinead. Now, you want to be careful they don't adopt her, Sinead, to know yourself. I know what they're like. To remember the selfie. Oh, stop. Come here. Brilliant. Now, we have here your track, your new sing, and this is your own song.
Yeah.
You wrote this yourself.
No, Les Collard wrote the song.
Okay.
And Larry Hogan produced it.
Ooh. And it's called Gone Tomorrow, Here Today.
Yeah.
Will we give it a whirl?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce this next track, and it's the beautiful, fantastically Irish homegrown Kaylee Noble and her single Gone Tomorrow, Here Today. Oh, look at that now. Kaylee, congratulations. That's fantastic. How long did it take you to record that?
A good few weeks.
Oh my God, amazing, amazing. How'd you feel about listening to your own voice going out there on radio?
Happy about it anyway. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll go places.
Yeah, yeah, and you've had the fantastic encouragement of your mother and your whole family, really.
Yeah.
You'd really have to, considering that you have this huge event coming up and you're going to be there representing the Irish Collins as well. And it's for such a great charity, UNICEF, fantastic charity. Before we talk a little bit more about the event, tell us about the song. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, I got a message from Larry Hogan from the Dublin Studio Hub requesting me to try out the vocals for a song called Gone Tomorrow, Here Today. Mm-hmm. So I went and tried out, and there was Larry, the producer, and Les Collard, who wrote the song. Larry's a well-known musician, and he's famous and successful. And Les is a famous, successful and songwriter. They loved my take on the song and went forward with it. We shot the video in Wildmilton Studio Lanes.
Woo!
It was an amazing experience, and everyone really believed in me and supported me. The song is like a demo at the moment, but it is getting a lot of attention. And in the video, there's pictures of my granny and granddad. And my granny passed away when I was born, so it's a really special video.
So your mum was telling me that as well. Yeah, that's really a nice tribute that your mother, your mother was actually pregnant and she lost her mother.
Yeah.
So it's such a lovely, and that's why that's where you got your lovely name, Kaylee, as well.
Yeah.
A famous Irish girl. It's absolutely gorgeous, Kaylee, and your credit. Now, I suppose if anybody is tuned in and has heard you before, they'll know you for your famous rendition of Wrecking Ball that I had got, but it was stolen from me, Debbie McMahon. If you are tuned in, stop robbing my CDs. Do you know what? It's terrible when you're in here. They rob everything on you. Oh, well, just Debbie. Anyway, and you had a great rendition of Wrecking Ball. How many hits did you get for that?
Over 4,000, 3,000, around that.
Oh, and you're only in second year.
Yeah.
How old are you now? 15?
14.
So the event itself, UNICEF they're putting the event together.
Yeah. Well, UNICEF are the biggest charity organisation in the world for children. Mm-hmm. Man United are their head supporters, and Brad and Angelina Pitt are their ambassadors.
Wow, it must be so exciting to be involved with such famous people. Or, you know, well, I mean, Angelina and Brad, in fairness to them, they do a lot for kids, you know, they have enough of them. And, you know, they're always donating and going to things. And especially Angelina was always an ambassador before she even met Brad, you know.
It'd be nice if she donated some outfits, wouldn't it?
Oh, she should donate. I think she'd quite right to. Like, I mean, come here, Eric Haley has the lovely figure now to pull it off there. So, Angelina, if you're listening, any hand-me-downs, we'd be more than welcome. a couple of nice posh frocks. But, I remember seeing her years ago, and she wasn't even going out with Brad Pitt. And she, Maddox is our first child, and she adopted him, and the controversy surrounding that. But at the end of the day, I suppose it's like Madonna as well, helping kids. Because of celebrities, they kind of tend to be, people are kind of being bitchy about them, which is wrong in a way, because it doesn't matter if you're famous. I suppose Bono gets a lot of stick for it as well. But at the end of the day, charity is charity, you know, no matter what shape or form it comes in. If you're doing something, if you care something enough to do it, you know, that in itself is helping. And what you're doing, are you going to be raising any funds yourself, Kayleigh?
For Manchester?
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm hoping the whole fact that I'm singing there will kind of have a bit of money towards it as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you did a charity event a while ago, didn't you? The one, was the one for the pink ribbon? Avian's pink ribbon?
Oh, the pink tie one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was that again?
That was Selbridge. Yeah, yeah.
And it was frankly... Bublé was playing at that as well.
Yeah, frankly was there as well.
He's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, and the Hallelujah Choir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that an angel and her power attraction band.
Oh, yeah.
She played at it too.
Played,
you know, I think that we're seeing a lot more people coming together now as artists in Dublin and in Ireland as well, getting together in groups of people that are well known singers and bands and stuff, trying to make more money for charity. Because, like that, you know, that poor child, Avian. And then, of course, Gavin. Poor Gavin. We lost Gavin. Yeah. Gavin lost his fight there on Tuesday.
So sad.
It is. It's so sad. But, you know, when you think about the people like yourselves and all that are going around raising money, singing at events and doing it all for free and doing it all for charity to bring awareness. And it's just, you have to just embrace these things. And I suppose years ago there was always benefit nights and so forth. But now I think it's becoming a done thing. There's always another one happening. There's always something else going to be popping up. And you are a part of that. You are a part of somebody who is giving your services for free and giving your lovely voice for free. Do you still sing Wrecking Ball?
Sometimes. Yes, most events I go to, if they're like big events, I'd sing Wrecking Ball. It's my favourite one to sing anyway.
Really, is it? That's what I was going to ask you. You sang a real funky one the last time. I forget what it was.
Rather Be.
Yeah. Brilliant. You have a great range to your voice. What would be your influences musically?
Well, I absolutely love Hozier. He's amazing. Just all the songs, like, just love them.
Yeah.
And
you like Kate Bush, don't you? You were saying that you liked Kate Bush the last time. I see a video of you and you were dancing, doing your ballet or something like that.
Oh, yeah, contemporary.
Yeah. You were singing a bit of Kate Bush, and I remember saying, you weren't singing Kate Bush, but the whole thing reminded me of Kate Bush. And I remember saying to your mum, I text your mum and I says, wow, that was like looking at Kate Bush, who also made her debut at 14. You know, that was, you know, and you do remind me of Kate Bush. Slightly different styles, but I mean, she is going around now 20-odd, 30 years, so you'd have to be slightly different style. Are you going to do a little bit of a song for us now, a cappella?
Yeah, okay.
Lovely. What are you going to treat us to this morning?
I'll sing Riptide. Brilliant. By Van Joyce.
Okay, go for it.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversation. I'm turning green. She's the magician's assistant. Tears as they dry. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. From the chandelier.
Oh my God! My own Bula Bus is coming in for that one. That is just remarkable. I've goosebumps on the back of my neck. Oh, Sinead. Oh, Kaylee, that is absolutely brilliant. Sinead, go on, say something. Sinead is Kaylee's mum and she's just brilliant and she's a friend of mine as well. Sinead, that was remarkable.
Oh yeah, I know. She's up for anything. Like, I am dead proud of her and she's, yeah. I can see how much she's coming on and stuff, and she's been working working hard lately. Kaylee, what's the girl's name? Is it Fran?
Yeah, Fran. Fran Marshall.
Fran Marshall, yeah, out in ITW in Clonsky, have really taken her under her wing lately, you know, just preparing her and stuff like that. And I can see a difference since she went to Gillian Oman, in her confidence and kind of her presence, really, whereas before she was kind of... She knew she could sing, but she didn't really own it. Would that be right?
Yeah, perfect.
She knew she could sing, but she was kind of, like, standing all... shy and legs crossed, and so there's a bit more to her now at the moment. And yeah, I get great fun out of her. Listen, I'm proud of her when she makes her bed, like it's Hayley, like
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And
like,
know,
a good mammy should be.
But we were talking, she's going to kill me, but last week was her birthday, and we were talking about when she was born, and it was really mental, and I was telling her about the cord was all wrapped around her neck and everything, and she said to me real innocently, she's going to kill me, is that where I got my voice, Mum?
Oh my God, Kaylee, you're so sweet.
Yeah,
oh, listen. Oh my God, she's just gorgeous. And you know what? Your mum is just your gal, Sinead. That's a lovely thing for a kid to say, you know. Is that where I got my voice from? Love it. But you know something your mum said there, and I agree with her 100%. If you make your bed, she's proud of you. And Jade is here today, our lovely work experience researcher. And I know her mummy as well. Do you make your bed, Jade?
Yeah, I do.
Are you sure about that now?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, let her off, so. Okay, Kaylee, Manchester, when is that happening?
The 4th of November.
The 4th of November, okay.
Well, as I said, the tickets are €4,000, and I hope they raise lots of money. And last year they raised €250,000 at the last event, so
wow.
Hopefully they can raise a good bit more this year. So.
Mm-hmm. And are you practicing lots?
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing all that with Fran as well, so she's a great help towards it.
Yeah. Do you look in the mirror when you're doing your exercises?
Well, I didn't used to, but I remember one time I was singing, like, last time I was practicing, I was kind of, like, watching myself in the mirror, like, what I should do on stage and stuff, just to kind of, like, see for myself, instead of kind of standing there awkwardly doing things, like, I wonder what this looks like.
Yeah, I remember going back hundreds of years ago, I used to do a little bit of singing myself, and you do your, the fella that taught me my voice training, you'd make you stand in front of a mirror, and and all this, and you'd be thinking to yourself, this is ridiculous, but by the end of doing a few scales, you'd be like blasting it out, you know what I mean, and looking at yourself in the mirror really awkwardly. Anyway, Kaylee, Gone Tomorrow, here today, is it going to be available soon to download?
Well, hopefully it'll be able to go to iTunes, so watch out for that space, but yeah, hopefully it will.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I want to say a big thanks to Larry Hogan and Les Gillard, and also just happy birthday to my friend Sophie Hanlon.
I've seen your collage on Facebook that you made. Well done to you. You make one for me. You must have a few pictures of myself and yourself now.
I say so, yeah. I think I have a few.
I think we have from Frankly's.
I'll make you one and have a big happy birthday for you.
Come here, Sinead, we'll have to go out and sort that out, get a few pictures. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Just embarrass her even more.
Yeah, sure. Look, okay. Kaylee, listen, I wish you the best of success in Manchester. I'm going to be dying to see how you get on and everything, and hopefully it'll be recorded as well, and
your
mum and dad and brother will be probably going over with you as well.
Yeah, we're all heading over. The boys are sorted, they got sponsors to dress them and everything, so
lovely.
Just waiting to get something for Kaylee, because, like, you know,
it's special.
She's on the cuff with her age in a way, like, but you know what the UK are like anyway, they're a bit more accepting of stuff like that, but she has to be dressed appropriately as well and look the part, but not look, you know, look her age, so that's why it's taken so long to find something suitable for her. So we're trying to find something nice and...
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Gone and before we know it.
And she'd look lovely in a black bag.
Absolutely.
Hayley, Gone Tomorrow here today. Fantastic song. Hoping to hear the update on that being released on iTunes. And congratulations to yourself on being chosen as an ambassador for UNICEF. And, like, you're representing your Irish homegrown talent, and you are representing all of the kids in this country. You're showing them that dreams do come true, and you are an example of that. And I wish you continuing success in the future. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. What do you want to say before you go?
Well, hello to my dad and my family, granny and granddad that are listening as well, and to all the Lawless's families over here as well. So
the aunties.
The aunties and the uncles and granddad Jimmy and also.
Lovely.
It's a big list.
Excellent. Well, Kayleigh, I'm sure you're going to knock them dead or break a leg, as they say, when you go over to Manchester, and we don't be worrying, we'll be having you back on soon to talk to us about anything else that's coming up. Thanks very much, Kayleigh.
Thank
and
you.
Continuing success in the future.
Thank you. Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks. And that was a lovely sound there of Kayleigh Noble. And don't forget, if you want to hear more of Kayleigh, you can check her out. She has got her rendition of Wrecking Ball available for you on YouTube, and you can follow the links there for her other tracks.